Hi, I'm Sarah Snyder, and welcome to The Art We Love, a podcast about art and the ways it affects our lives. This week, I'll be talking to Piper Coyner about the book series, The Seasonal Quartet. Right, so what is The Seasonal Quartet and what is it about?
Yeah, so The Seasonal Quartet is a loosely connected string of four novels by the Scottish writer Ali Smith. And each novel is named after a season, with the first one being autumn and the last one being spring, which was just published last summer. The last one was published last summer. So each of the novels is pretty much standalone, but there are a couple of characters that kind of slither in and out. Each one is loosely connected to kind of like larger themes of each season. And every single one of the novels has been like very contemporaneous, written and published in a very short amount of time. All of them are post-Brexit and deal with like issues of race and class in modern day Britain. And the last one, Summer, in particular, is very timely because it was all written after lockdown. So it focuses on COVID and lots of things that occurred in 2020.
Oh, wow. I had no idea about that that last one. That's really interesting. And how did you first get introduced to the seasonal quartet?
Yeah, I'm kind of a dork for literary prizes. So I think I was like looking at the shortlist for the Booker Prize. And I saw that she had been on it for quite a few times, but I'd never really read anything by Ali Smith. So this is really the only one of her works that I've read. I just picked up Autumn because it was on the shortlist, and it was so good. I can't understate how amazing she is.
Yeah, I'm also a big Ali Smith fan. Her book, How to Be Both, is one of my all-time favorites. So This is the surprise where we pivot this podcast to just being about Ali Smith. Surprise. What was it like reading The Seasonal Quartet, like the first book, Autumn, but also just the whole thing? What was it like reading that for the first time?
It's a very, very connected experience. Like, what I love about Ali Smith is that she loves art, and every single one of these novels has like a Shakespeare play that it's very loosely connected to, as well as the seasons. And then every single character pretty much is like an artist in some way. So there's like an old songwriter, and there's like an art historian, and then Catherine Mansfield, you know, the short story writer, is a character, and Charlie Chaplin comes in, and it's just such a she's so brilliant in the way she connects these things, and she sees themes and ideas across mediums and genres and across time and geography. It's such a sense of unity with the world that you get from these books. And of course, unity with nature, you know, from the overarching theme of the seasons. They're very, they're written in a very impressionistic way. Like, I think just across her work, she doesn't use quotation marks or anything. So I feel like it's very dreamy. Yeah, it's kind of confusing at times, definitely. I know people have like stopped reading them because they have no clue what's going on, because oftentimes, you know, people aren't given names. You kind of have to figure it out, but like it's all crafted so well. Like, it's not scary. I'm usually a person who gets like stressed out when like a work of art is a puzzle, because I just feel like I'm not gonna understand. But there's just such like mastery behind it, and there's such a sense of hope and love, even when she tackles these difficult themes like Spring. The third book really concerns itself with deportation, and one of the main characters is like I don't know what the British equivalent of ICE is, you know, but she's an agent at one of the centers and helps a young girl escape. So even when she's focusing on these really timely, like really difficult themes, like there's still a message of hope and of the sense that it's going to be okay. And honestly, I think during lockdown, in this, you know, hellscape of a past year, these books have been quite a quite a gift to me, like really a way of remembering that that other people suffer as well, and that we're all just human. Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I do have a question. Did you read them in the order of the seasons, or did you like skip around?
No, I read them in order.
Nice, nice. Cool.
You don't have to. And yeah, they're all standalone. But like a character in the first one is secretly the father of a character in the second, and you only put it together like halfway through. Everybody comes together towards the end. It's nice, but yeah.
That's really cool. So you sort of mentioned this in your earlier answer, but why do you love the seasonal quartet? What makes it special to you, or generally special as like a work of art?
I think, first of all, like her prose is really incredible. I mean, she's an amazing writer just in terms of like technicality. But I think that what makes the seasonal quartet, I mean, I haven't read any of her other works, but I think that the seasonal quartet is very unique because of its timeliness and because each book is kind of like connected to a certain political issue or theme. I mean, obviously I'm not British, but a lot of the discourse surrounding like race and nationalism and like far right patriotism and stuff is very similar here. So it's just kind of like it's very comforting to read her novels because she's so politically radical. And she also, she's very much a public intellectual in that way, but one who can be like a culture critic and an artist themselves. Kind of like James Baldwin, I guess. I can't really think of any other examples, but because the melding of like political acuity and literary talent are so, that's such a rare combination. But I think Allie Smith really has that. And like I said before, I also love that she loves art, you know? And she really introduced me to quite a lot of people. And her love for art just spans across so many years and so many time periods. Like the last book, quotes from David Copperfield all the time. And I just read that last year, so I thought that was like a funny little coincidence. The cover art on every single one of the novels is done by David Hockney, the British painter. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I think in many ways, Allie Smith is like the perfect author to talk about on this podcast because her work is so much, or at least her work that I've read is so much about like art. And like you said, she loves art. And I don't know, I think that's perfect for this. So how has this series impacted you? Has it changed you in any way, or maybe the way you think about art, especially as you said, given its like timeliness and it sort of coinciding with lockdown, maybe?
Yeah, I think there are always works of, I think every once in a while I stumble across like a, you know, a film or a work of art in any sense that I don't mean to sound too depressing, but a lot of people struggle with this, with, you know, suicidal ideation, especially in the past year. I guess a parallel example for me in film would be The Cranes Are Flying, if you've seen that.
I love The Cranes Are Flying. I just got the Criterion Collection in the mail, the Criterion Edition, from that sweet, sweet Criterion sale. Yeah, big fan.
Me too. Anyway, just like, I think that they're tonally similar in a way, in that they do not shy away from like showing how bad and difficult life can be, but at the end there is a message of hope, even when they tackle subjects of suicide and I mean there's a fair amount of suicide and death in the seasonal quartet, but I guess I'm always looking for some sort of ending, some sort of like overarching message, and the overarching message in the seasonal quartet is like, do not give up. Like, there's so much beauty in the world, even amidst all of this racism and xenophobia and lockdown and all of these terrible things that are happening. Gosh, yeah. And I think just giving me a sense of the beauty of life, I think both in the way that she writes about nature and in the way that she writes about art, introducing me to different artists. I rarely read books with the type of prose that she has, with a very like poetic, impressionistic writing. I do gravitate towards like 19th century overblown flowery writing. So this was like a nice, like almost a challenge for myself, but it's just not difficult to read at all. So it kind of gave my brain a break, but also opened me up to like a whole new world of poetry and kind of experimental prose like this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I have not read the Seasonal Quartet, but what you're saying sort of makes sense within the context of like the seasons, because like winter comes every year, but after winter, spring also comes every year, and it's sort of cyclical. So that makes sense to me. Do you have a favorite scene or moment from the series that makes you go like, oh yeah, that's why I love this?
That's a good question. There's this one character who I feel like he appears in all four of them in various ways. Like I said, he's the secret father of the character in the second. And he is of German descent. And during the Second World War, apparently people in England of German descent or of German citizenship were interned on the Isle of Man. And I just had not heard about that. I can't even remember the specifics really of the time that he spent there. She just wrote significant, you know, extended sequences about his life there. And I think that probably moved me the most, I guess, to learn about a historical wrongdoing that I'd never really thought of.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Also, do you have a favorite book out of the quartet?
Gosh, they're all so good. I think maybe Summer was my least favorite because it talked about COVID and I was kind of like, I need a break. but I mean, it's still amazing. I think probably the middle two, Winter and Spring, were both really incredible. Winter, one of the main characters in Winter has like some mental health issues that are not really named, but she's kind of like hallucinating often, so it can get confusing to read. I think Spring was probably my favorite. Also my favorite season.
I mean, that was actually going to be my next question. So like, what is your favorite season and why? Very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely Spring, I think. Well, I don't know. I feel like it always changes, like depending upon where we are in the year, you know? Like it's always the one that comes next that I'm going to be the most excited about. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in California, so everything's a little bit weird here, but I'm personally a big fan of fall. And like, I didn't really get it until I went to UW. And then I was like walking around and like all the leaves were like falling and it was so pretty. And I was like, oh, this is what fall's like supposed to be like. not like California where it's 70 for some reason.
That doesn't sound too bad though.
Yeah, it's fine. We make do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this has been the Seasonal Quartet with Piper. And I'm wishing everyone a good March and a good, if you're a UW student or UW professor, finals week. And remember, everybody, it's going to get warm soon, hopefully. So look forward to that. Bye. Thank you for listening to The Art We Love. The music in this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. If you would like to come on the show and talk about a piece of art you love, please send an email to theartwelovepodcast@gmail.com from your UW email address with the art you'd like to discuss. Again, that's theartwelovepodcast@gmail.com. And again, please send from your UW address with the piece of art you'd like to discuss. Bye for now!